Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the epistle of 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, and I would like to read with you verses 15, 16, and 17. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15, 16, and 17, where the Word of God says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." That's 1 John chapter 2, verses 15, 16, and 17. And what we find in this passage is a great admonition to those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior to make certain that we do not go along with the ways of the world. Now, when we are talking about the world, we are talking about that system that is under the control of Satan that is diametrically opposed to God. As a matter of fact, in our passage here, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16, it says that that which is in the world is made up of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life and is not of the Father. And so we could say in verse 16 of 1 John chapter 2 that it describes the world as that which is filled with sin and is anti-God, indeed anti-Christ. And yet we find today that there are so many Christians who compromise with the world. They are more involved with the world of sin than they are involved with the Word of God. What is it in your life? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you've never trusted Christ, I would encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will. But if you are a Christian, then the Lord would expect you, and by the way, the Lord will enable you by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and by His power to live a life that is sanctified, that is separated from the world and set apart unto God. The Bible teaches us that the moment we get saved, we become sanctified. And again, that word sanctified means to be set apart. And there's a lot that we could discuss on this topic of sanctification, but the fact of the matter is, when you and I got saved, we became children of God, separated from the world in our position, and separated unto God in our position, and we are to live that separated life. That is, separated from the ways of the world. That, according to our text, is made up of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, it tells us that we must live that separated life when it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." As a Christian, I would encourage you, as I'm encouraging myself, to conduct an examination today to see if we are walking the way of the world of sin, or walking the way of the Word of God. Let's be separated from the world and set apart unto God that we might glorify Him in our lives today. Father, I thank You for this teaching from 1 John chapter 2, and I pray that every one of us who know You through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ, will separate from the ways of the world and live according to the ways of Your Word. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.